Democrat infighting breaks out over support for Israel. By Christina Wong on October 30, 2023. Democrat infighting over Israel threatened to turn physical Friday, after Representative Andre Carson, DN, repeatedly called Representative Josh Gottheimer, DNJ, cowardly in an interview and said, "We can handle it like gentlemen or we can get into something else." Carson was responding to a post on X by Gottheimer where he slammed 15 Democrat colleagues who voted against or present on a House resolution expressing support for Israel as despicable. Carson's threat drew criticism from prominent Jewish progressives. Jonathan Greenblatt, CEO of the Anti-Defamation League, posted, "It's inexcusable for any member of Congress to threaten a colleague, and especially egregious that it Rep. Andre Carson is threatening a Jewish member for speaking out at a moment when we're seeing a massive spike in anti-Semitism. What's the point? Does he think it's productive to intimidate at Rep. Josh?" Gottheimer later sought to tamp down the tensions, posting that he was thankful for colleagues who did support the bipartisan resolution and that it's more important than ever for us to talk to each other. Still, the incident highlighted divisions among Democrats in Congress, as well among the broader public, over Israel. Thousands of progressives around the country have protested, on college campuses and in major cities, against Israel responding militarily to attacks by Palestinian terrorist organization Hamas that killed 1,200 in southern Israel and the deadliest attacks against Jews since the Holocaust. There were even protesters in the U.S. Capitol, led by members of Congress such as Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, who is Muslim and Palestinian-American. Tlaib, Carson, and seven other Democrats voted against the resolution in support of Israel, including Reps. Jamal Bowman, NY, Cori Bush, Mo, Al Green, TX, Summerlee, PA, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, NY, Ilhan Omar, MN, and Delia Ramirez, EL, while six other Democrats voted present, including Reps. Gregorio Casar, TX, Julian Castro, TX, Jesus Garcia, EL, Pramila Jayapal, WA, Ayanna Pressley, MA, and Nidia Velazquez, NY. Related video, Dem Rep. Auchincloss, disinformation spreader Tlaib doesn't speak for us, she falsely conflates Hamas with civilians. Gottheimer is not the only one who had sharp words for Democrats voting against the resolution. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DFL, told CNN she vehemently disagreed with Tlaib and her actions throughout this process, and that anyone voting against the resolution doesn't have a soul. The growing divide does not appear to be ending anytime soon. Israel over the weekend launched its offensive into Gaza, which is expected to last for months. Editor's note, this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.